Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Stripe unveils plans to support stablecoin payments. Consensus sues the SEC for regulatory overreach. The FBI warns users against non-registered money transmitting services. And FluidKey launches on Base. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is sponsored by Harpy, an on-chain security solution for Ethereum-based wallets. Harpy helps you detect and prevent malicious transactions before they execute, safeguarding your assets from theft in real time. Secure your wallet for free at harpy.io/ETHDaily. Stripe has unveiled plans to introduce support for global stablecoin payments, with initial support for USDC on Solana, Ethereum, and Polygon Proof of Stake. During its Stripe Sessions annual conference, co-founder John Collison demonstrated the new feature, which allows users to connect to wallets like MetaMask, Coinbase Wallet, and Rainbow. Transactions in USDC will be settled on-chain and will be automatically converted to fiat. Businesses interested in adopting crypto payments can join a waitlist to be early adopters of the feature, which is expected to be released this summer. Stripe already supports fiat to USDC payouts. Consensus, a key provider of Ethereum infrastructure, has filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, citing the agency's excessive regulatory overreach. The lawsuit challenges the SEC's inappropriate expansion into regulating Ethereum, asserting that Ethereum is a commodity and not a security. Consensus also seeks to address the disruption caused by the SEC's actions to those developing on Ethereum. The lawsuit argues that self-custody applications like MetaMask should not be classified as securities brokers. The SEC's overregulation has stifled growth. Coinbase has similarly filed lawsuits against the SEC over the past year. The FBI issued a public service announcement advising against the use of money transmitting cryptocurrency services that are not registered as money service businesses. The agency says that users of the unregistered services might face disruptions if these services are targeted and seized by law enforcement. The warning comes one day after the agency arrested the developers behind a privacy-focused Bitcoin wallet. The FBI wants users to verify whether a crypto service is registered with the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network as a money service business and advises users to avoid platforms that do not implement Know Your Customer requirements. And lastly, FluidKey, a provider of transaction privacy tools, launched a beta version of its app on Base. Users can access the beta release between now and April 27th to register a privacy-focused fkey.eth ENS subdomain. FluidKey enhances privacy by automatically rerouting payments made to a private ENS to a new address under the user's exclusive control. In addition to Base, FluidKey is also live on Ethereum Mainnet, Arbitrum Polygon, and OP Mainnet. In other news, Base now holds the second most amount of USDC among other chains. Magic Eden goes live on Base, and Robinhood now supports swaps into Arbitrum. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.